turn on the light. Don't lap it, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Connect the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
Right on cue, my CD player does not go off.
There it is. That's very strange.
I haven't changed the board over yet. It's a little screwed up. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. They can hear me, Marie. I got to switch the board profile over. We'll get a tune going and get all that stuff in order. But it is a crash course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young. I have Marie Michelle with me. We're going to have Barry Marshall joining us and hear some Lou Reed. Our number is 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Give us a call.
Pietro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. Room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get him out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. Outside, it's a bright night. There's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a buck. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of three, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah, from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly, 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 fly from the dirty boulevard. I want to fly away. I want to fly. Fly, fly away, yeah. I wanna fly, fly, fly away.
Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know where you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take a drag or two. Run, 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 run. Gyms are dead for you. Hey, what to do? Margarita Passion, they had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know things she could buy. She would run, 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 run. Take a drag or two. Run, 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 run. Gypsy to death in you. Tell you what to do. chick Sarah had a golden nose, hobnail boots wrapped around her toes. When she turned blue, all the angels screamed. They didn't know, they couldn't make her sing. She had a run, 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 take a dagger too. Run, 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 chips of death in you. Tell you what to do.
just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing happening at all. One unfine morning she heard a New York station, she didn't believe they was heard at all.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers with a little Velvet Underground there. Well, we don't know. It was Velvet Underground and Lou Reed. And that last one, I have Barry Marshall with me. And he goes, is that live? You know, I'm like, yeah. And it's from the Velvet Underground from a compilation called Gold. We don't know where live from or what year, but it could actually be a Lou Reed. They slipped in a Velvet Underground compilation, I'm sure. What do you think, Barry?
Sounds like the later version of the Velvet Underground, which went a little more pro musicianship-wise.
Right.
Doug Yule and, I mean, but it sounds like, you know, obviously Lou. It sounds like 1969 or 70 to me.
I agree. It doesn't sound like the Warhol stuff, you know? Sounds a little cleaned up. Cool. Here's someone who played with Velvet Underground for a little while. Lives not far from here. Has been on this show. Little Willie Alexander. And then...
one of the greats.
We have Barry Marshall from the Marshalls. We'll be speaking with him. And Brian Edwards will be calling in. You have a band thing going on tonight at Widow's Walk in Scituate.
Everly Brothers tribute show called the Cleverly Brothers.
That's awesome.
Isn't that clever?
That's very clever.
Anyway,
we'll be talking all about that in like 10 minutes, all right? And Mark Nigro might call in too?
I think so.
That would be great. Right on. Yeah, here's some Willie Loco, Alexander, here on WMFO.
This is Killer in a Trench Coat. She's the onion, and I
trench coat. She's a killer by the sea. She's a killer in a trench coat. She was a killer out the rain. She's a killer by the sea. She's a killer in a trench coat. Yeah, she's a killer out the main. She's a killer in a trench coat. She's a killer by the sea. She's a killer in a trench coat.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four! Oh.
Matheson is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
1.5 WMFO in Medford, and that was The Charms. What was that one? Rock and Roll Magazine. I should know, because he might be calling in. Rock and Roll Magazine, an alternate version from Pussycat. Elvis Costello before that with I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. We had Willie Loco, Alexander, Mass Ave, Dirty Eddie, Killer in a Trench Coat. And you know the rest. Have a request? Well, wait till after I talk to Barry Marshall here. Maybe you have a question for him. The number's 855-915-9636. What's up, Barry?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give a tip of the hat, shout out, whatever you want to call it, to Willie Alexander, Willie Loco, who's one of the true artists that ever came out of Boston.
He's amazing, and you got to work with him.
Sure. Well, one of the great things about working in Boston as a musician is you get to work with real geniuses, and he's one of them.
Right.
Two of those songs you played, I didn't play on those recorded versions, but I did live with him.
Next time you come, you make sure we have that. You know, either bring some or point out what I have that you are on, and we can
I made a few recordings with him. never a whole album, but on compilations of some of the stuff that was on Sounds Interesting Records that Eric Lindgren put out. I did a song on there with him, a couple songs with him. And then I did, he was in my Christmas show and my Christmas albums on BCN that BCN put out in 1985, 86, and 91.
Awesome.
We did a version of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town with Willie. Willie's a genius talent. Really,
right.
really love working with him. And I would go to see him anytime, even today.
Can you guys recording for that for Christmas? That would be great.
Oh, yeah. I've got the whole Christmas
album. Make sure we get that.
I'm threatening to digitize it and put it somewhere. I mean, I apparently people already have, so I might as well do it myself, you know?
Right.
That's also part of the music business experience of today. People just put it out there. Even when you don't even intend to put stuff on YouTube, but I find stuff on YouTube all the time that I never put up there, of course.
Right.
Of my own stuff. But most of it I'm slightly embarrassed by, because it's like semi-lame live.
You didn't realize it was going to come back at you.
Yeah, well, semi-lame live camera recordings that were bad video cameras then.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean? But anyway, that's life. So I'm here actually to talk about a show I'm doing tonight called The Cleverly Brothers. It's a tribute, our tribute to the Everly Brothers.
That's awesome.
With Brian Edwards singing with me.
And Brian Edwards, I'm sorry to jump in, but I have to throw the number out there again because he was supposed to call in. Brian, call in if you're listening. 855-915-9636. So,
yes.
Cleverly Brothers with Brian.
I mean, we're playing tonight in Scituate at a club called the Widow's Walk, which is part of the Widow's Walk golf course on Driftway in Scituate. And we'll be doing about, I think, at least 15 or 16 songs of the Everly Brothers. It's quite great material. A lot of it's written by Bootalo and Felice Bryant, who are these great country songwriters. in the 50s and 60s, and some of it's written by Phil and Don, you know, sometimes separately, sometimes. When Will I Be Loved was written by Phil, I think Till I Kissed Her was written by Don. So, genius talents. I saw them a couple times myself live. I saw them on Boston Common, actually, in about 1984, 83, 84.
Beautiful.
Very memorable show. I've always loved them. That's part of why I got into the Beatles so quickly and so heavily when I was a kid, because right away I made the connection that, oh, this sounds like the Everly Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it also another reason why I kind of, you know, in almost a nostalgic thought about it is the very first song that I ever spent money on, which was a nickel in the jukebox, was Wake Up Little Susie.
Ah, there you go.
In about 1958.
That's nothing to be ashamed. Yeah, and nothing to be ashamed of there.
I was like 7 years old, but my first song I played on the jukebox was Wake Up Little Susie. And then, of course, an older, like a 9-year-old kid made fun of me because that was a kid's song, he said.
Ah.
But I didn't back down. You know?
There you go.
I stood in front of the jukebox
and dug it. Stuck your guns in it, yeah, and it's still cool today.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have anything that you're like you're doing tonight. You don't have any of that sort of thing recorded, do you?
We did do a live show on WATD 2 weeks ago, but I don't have a copy of that.
Yeah,
we did a few of the songs there.
It would be great if we did.
We probably will record it somewhere along the line, parts of it anyway. But we have plenty of other recordings I've worked on, as you probably know.
Sure. Let's play some Marshalls.
This is from 1978.
You don't care.
This is our first nationally released song on the Bomp label.
All right, sounds good. Let's just get right into it.
Written by my brother Kevin.
You don't care, the Marshalls. And we're right here with Barry Marshall. Have a question for him, or if your name's Brian Edwards and you want to call in, 855-915-9636. On the air.
Oh yeah.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
How are you?
Brian Edwards calling in. So you're playing tonight with Barry? I got Barry Marshall here. We just heard the Marshalls. That's a great one.
Yep. Summertime band for sure, the Marshalls.
Yeah, produced by Andy Paley.
That one's "You Don't Care" from Wicked Good Music.
Yeah, originally recorded in 1978 at Perfect Crime Studios in Watertown.
Awesome.
Those were the days.
What's up, Brian?
Well, I tell you, it's a beautiful day. We're excited about this show tonight down at the Widow's Walk Golf Club in Scituate. It's on Driftway. We go on stage at 7:30. And it's just really nice to be able to work with Barry and Kevin and Mark Nigro and Mel Shaw. It's a great lineup, and we're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Looking at your CDs right now. So, Brian Edwards, you've been in many bands, right?
Yep. Barry's been in a lot of bands and has done instrumental work in Boston. I've been on the periphery. I've been on the outside of the city over the years.
And I've known you for years. I mean, you're a DJ over at WATD. We can say that. They're cool down there.
Yeah, they are very cool down there at 95.9.
Down in Marshfield.
He throws in the car.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
That's good, Brian.
Go ahead and plug your show, Brian. Is it a weekly show you have on WATD?
I don't work for them. I'm doing fill-in work when I come back up to Boston for the summer. I am the market news director for 7 radio stations in Savannah, Georgia, and that's my real gig.
That's awesome. If I ever have to escape, you might have to get me a job down there.
Hey, we have lots of studios.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
And formats. Lots of formats, too.
So, looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, it's, the idea, the concept for this thing came. I did have a weekly show called The Eclectic Picnic for years on that radio station in Marshfield, but that went by the wayside when I went south. But Phil Everly passed away just after New Year's, a couple of years back, and I don't really get affected by celebrity demises, if you will, but this one kind of shook me, and I think it had to do with how instrumental the Everly Brothers were in my musical upbringing. And I've been watching and hanging out with Barry and Kevin and the Marshalls, virtually as long as you have, Brian, because we grew up in the same area. And I know that Barry and Kevin and Kenny and Ellie all sing really well, and the style of singing, basically, that any of us do, emanates directly from the Everly Brothers. Wouldn't you say so, Barry?
I would. I was just saying that that was what threw me over the cliff for the Beatles originally, because the Beatles sounded like the Everly Brothers to me.
I definitely hear that. Yeah. Yeah, and
I mean, they obviously went on to do Beatles, so many more great things, but the early Beatles sounded a lot like the Everly Brothers.
Sure.
And that's what that set me over. I mean, one of the things I'm loving about doing this is just it's so much fun to sing, and I'm feeling like, wow,
do a lot of harmonizing with this, I'm sure.
From doing this, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I want to sing more.
Nice.
Because I've been playing drums forever, and I've been singing forever.
Is that your main instrument is drums? Or?
Yeah, kind of. That's what I came up with. That was what I played in the Marshalls.
And then there's your brother,
Kevin, and he's playing lead guitar in this and also singing some backup.
Awesome.
But, I was a lead singer for many years. In the 80s, Barry Marshall and the Rockin' Robins was the name of my band, and
right.
I put on those Christmas shows and all that stuff. But anyway, so I'm. This has made me think I'm going to get back into singing,
Awesome.
A little more,
Well, it's good to see you doing it. And you look great, Barry.
Barry,
thank you.
Barry, you're Scituate's Don Henley.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thanks for ruining my day.
but Barry still has the afro.
blonde, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
the key here is and doing this. It's a lot of fun. I've always kind of been the central piece of any band I've ever been in, doing the majority of the vocals and the rhythm guitar work. And in this particular situation, I get to work with Barry, so I get to explore different places to sing, which I never really get the opportunity to do. And that's why it's so much fun for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't I play something from your, because it's what I have here. I have Full Moon Review. I have two CDs. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear
Don't Look Back or Winds of Change?
Either one of those work. I wrote them both. Winds of Change I wrote with a woman named Susanna Bullock, and she's an up-and-coming songwriter, and that one worked out really well. The other one was initially just a throwaway in the studio jam tune. And,
that's not the Remain song, is it? Don't Look Back, and it's not the same song.
No, this is one that I wrote, and the title. I mean, I don't even know that song by the Remains. Actually,
I used to sing that song in my first band in 1967.
The Remains one.
Yeah,
that's a good song. Yeah.
You know, there's one thing I'm going
to
say.
I got to host them just a few months ago.
Down
at Once. It was great. Yeah, Barry and the Remains. Yeah, he did that whole spiel. It was awesome.
Barry Cashin, he has had a storied career, starting out with Graham Parsons and the International Submarine Band here in Cambridge before they shifted out west. And ultimately turned into the Burrito Brothers. He went on the road. He was on the road with Emmy Lou Harris for decades.
Right, that's right. Okay, what did we decide on? Is one of these more?
Don't Look Back.
Which one? Don't Look Back.
Don't Look Back.
Okay, yeah. I don't have it queued up. Don't mind me and my unprofessionalism here. I have another DJ on the phone too, criticizing me. I'm going to try and make it down tonight, Brian. I guess it's if Marie wants to go. I'm going to put her on the spot. I don't know. You deciding?
If you make it there by 7:30, you can be the MC.
That's up to Barry. Would you like me to introduce?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll introduce you. If Marie takes me down there, I will MC. Okay, how's that sound?
That sounds good, Pete.
Well, I'll try and make it down there, Brian. We're going to be back to talk a little more with Barry, but here's your Full Moon review, and I guess I'll see you tonight, all right?
Looking forward to it, man. I just want your listeners to know what a jewel they have with your show and commercial or corporate radio, which makes it that much more valid, and people keep supporting Brian's show and everything else here on this radio station, because if you don't, it's going to go away, and then you'll regret it. So keep supporting it, and Brian, keep rocking, brother.
Thanks, brother. Right here,
right, MF tonight.
Oh, it's Full Moon Review.
Don't look back. It ain't getting any better. Just your time you're wasting. Time is precious, don't you see? You just can't let it go. Don't you ever think that something happened to the soul? But if you stand, look at the time. You'll never, ever know.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with Full Moon Review there. And we'll talk a little bit more about the show and Marshalls, but you just recently produced, you do a lot of producing.
Yes.
Recently
yes.
did a Peter Montgomery album.
Yes, I did. I did several albums over the years with him, with the Irresponsibles and with his group, the Montgomerys, and this is his, I guess, his first solo album.
I guess it's about, yeah.
It's kind of a concept album. He went through hell in his life, and he put made it into great art.
Which a lot of art, great art, comes from, yeah. Unfortunately, but...
Name of the album is Baby Sunshine, and I particularly think we use the stellar talents of a lot of great musicians around town on this record. Mike Levesque on drums, Mark Nigro again on bass, Tony Savarino on guitar, Paul Santo on guitar, plays with Aerosmith and a bunch of different
right.
people. So wonderful players, had a great time working on the record. And I think Peter's really developed into a tremendous songwriter, and I mean his lyrics are really strong.
I've always been a fan of his. I worked with Peter when I was a kid in high school, mowing lawns down an area in Scituate, Massachusetts, called the Glades. And
you know it well.
I'd be on the sit-down lawnmower, and Peter would give me a tape cassette of his band. And, you know, hey, kid, what are you listening
to?
I had the Walkman on. He'd be like, you got to listen to my band. You know, this is back in the 80s. Me first listening to Peter's, and I was like, it's good. And I go, reminds me of the Cars. And he liked that. He was like, that's cool. But, I think the, like, some Irresponsibles is as good as the Cars. And it's funny that now we're saying that because the song that I picked off of Baby Sunshine actually kind of has a Cars-y hook in it.
Yeah.
And I
think so too. Yeah,
and not all the songs aren't like that, but this one just happens to. And
interesting, on another project a couple of years ago, I was producing in L.A., I hired Elliot Easton, and Peter was on the project too. So we hired Elliot Easton to play for a day. We had him do seven songs in like 5 or 6 hours. He did seven songs. Elliot, he's such a great
what album song. Did this go on?
This was on a group called. Halfway to Jupiter.
Okay.
Kevin McCarty was the singer. The
oh,
singer.
Okay.
He's a situation.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah. He was going to come on the show.
Yeah.
Twin Jupiter?
Yeah, I forget.
Oh, that, I'm awful. They were going to be on the show,
yeah, me too. But anyway, Elliot played on that, so we produced a day of sessions with Elliot playing guitar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to something from Baby Sunshine. And, what is it? Twin Jupiter? I get poor Kevin. They were going to be on like a couple months ago, and they had to cancel. I'm not sure. But Kevin's a great guy.
Yeah.
Here's Peter Montgomery and something
Any
Barry
soon.
Marshall just produced. And what?
Any Soon is the song?
Any Soon.
Yes.
Here on MFO. We'll be back and talk more with Barry Marshall from the Marshalls on MFO.
Might be twice the size of Jupiter.
Twice Jupiter.
Twice the size. I don't know.